A Marquette University poll 2 months ago showed Walker ahead 48% to 41%, but the Marquette survey conducted of 805 registered voters late last week finds the candidates tied at 46%. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.5 points. Marquette pollster Charles Franklin says it appears a couple of things have happened in the governor's race.
First of all, Mary Burke becoming better known to the public, and so that has improved her standing. We also saw some shifts on the gender gap. In March, men and women were equal in their support of Burke. Now women are substantially almost 10 points more supportive of Burke. We also saw a shift among voters under age 45. Who moved from somewhat favoring Walker to now somewhat favoring Burke.
But Franklin says the poll also shows Scott Walker does have strengths.
In the governor's case, it's people see the state headed in the right direction. They think the state budget is in better shape than it was. They see him as a person, as someone able to get things done. On the more negative side for the governor, the state's quite divided on the jobs picture and whether we're keeping up or falling behind other states. Also, the governor doesn't do as well on empathy.
Franklin says the poll shows Walker 3 points ahead of Burke among people who say they are likely voters. So Franklin expects a big emphasis on turnout in the fall election and a summer full of campaigning. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.